الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
جماعة المسلمين، respected علماء، حفاظ، قراء، dearest brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Voice of the Cape, fellow South Africans, our honorable and senior imam, and the ulama present here today. All praise and thanks be to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to whom belongs the kingdom of the skies and the earth, whatever exists between the two and beyond the two. Salawat and salam upon Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today signifies a very special day, not only for the community of Sunflame, but indeed for the community of South Africa. Coming to the masjid here today for the occasion of the very first official Jummah after the establishment and the building of this masjid in 1958 means that after 60 years, the Jama'ah today for the first time performs Salatul Jum'ah in this masjid. Fabarakallahu fikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower this community with His divine barakah and rahmah. It is not something to take for granted. Neither is it just ceremonial. Because today when people open masajid and Islamic centers, it can be regarded as ceremonial. It is nice. And after 7 days, it's a forgotten story. But here, we are not here today for the niceties of it. We are here to recognize that in fact the existence of Islam, the identity of Islam in Zanflay, precedes the building of this masjid in 1958. When we come to this particular geographical space in our country, South Africa, then we are coming to a place geographically that carries the footprints of those who came here and to establish the identity of Islam. And therefore, coming to Zanflay today to perform the Jumu'ah year and to share in the joy with this community, we must recognize that this community here became a symbol of the survival of the Islamic identity, not of the Muslims of the Western Cape, but a symbol of preserving the identity of Islam in South Africa. Because if the historians will teach us the history of Zanflay and where the footprints of the early Muslims who arrived arrived here, then just try to imagine what was this landscape 300 years possibly. What was it like? And so what was the required dedication that was required by the men and women who came here? And who amongst the bushes of this area, with the limitation of the urbanization of facilities, had to imagine themselves to stabilize themselves in this area, and that to build an Islamic identity so that years after them, long after they have left this world, we, this community, will have everything on a golden platter of Islam. فَرَحْمَةُ عَلَيْهِمْ جَمِيعًا. May Allah bestow His mercy on all of them and grant them the highest place in Jannah. Today we have the luxury, we read in books about the sacrifices of our forefathers. And in fact sometimes we don't even read it correctly. We read it with a skew mind. We read it with the intention of controversy. Instead, in the great classical writings of Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali al-Nadwi, Rijal al-Fikri wa da'wa, men of Islamic, saviors of Islamic spirit. That is the spirit of how we should read Zanflay. That is the spirit of how we should read the arrival of the early Muslim community here. That under most difficult circumstances, they navigated through all of these complexities, but they preserve Awiyatul Islam, the identity of Islam. If we talk of Zanflay today, then we must record that Zanflay not only the symbol for preserving the identity of Islam, but that Zanflay must go as a reference of resistance against Dutch colonialism, a reference against British colonialism, a reference against the then apartheid racist regime, that our Muslims in areas of this simplicity and the humbleness. And therefore, in a similar aspect, as at times we miss the importance, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we just completed the month of Rajab, very little do we reflect on why the geographical journey between Makkah and Baitul Maqdis. Before we go into the extraordinary details, then we should reflect on the geographical space of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And similarly, the geographical space of Baitul Maqdis. And begin to imagine what was Makkah 5,000 years ago when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam arrived in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And of course, his first supplication, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. Oh Allah, make this a land of safety and security. And perhaps maybe the early Muslims who came here, not perhaps, most definitely, بِالْيَقِين, when they arrived here, their complaint was not, where is the five-star hotel? They didn't search for five-star hotels. They didn't search for the ostentatious architectural homes that we have today. We can imagine with the strength of their yaqeen how much they have prayed to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this piece of land. And that is why it is very difficult to just listen to people who become critical of our tradition when on a Thursday evening our community gather and they make the Ratib al-Haddad. And of course, whether 300 years ago, whether the Arabic was perfect or less perfect, I think the one thing that was perfect was the Ikhlas was perfect. So whether 300 years ago they made the dhikr, chakra ujakirun, and we now become critical, it's not chakra ujakirun, it is dhikra ujakirun, then we say the perfection of the Arabic tongue is perhaps maybe correct, but the perfection of the niyyah was stronger than the tongue in Arabic. That is why we survived. That is why we survived. So it is immaterial if a new graduate comes from an Islamic university and he swallowed an Arabic dictionary. And you know what, if you come back from your studies, then will you must yell to Ayyu Siplexat, Salaamu Alaikum. You are more fascinated with yourself than anything else. You know, it's like one day my late father asked me, hey, do you know a dars rafi of a lecture rafi? He said, Bianna, what is the verschil tussen die twee? I say, my kind, there's a groot verschil tussen die twee. As they a lecture rafi, then as they fascinated me yourself. They will look, well, hey, die mensen, wat denk je met de koei gepraat? Die vee praat, die klonk praat koei Engels. Hij praat zomaar koei Afrikaans. The friend of Bianna, what is the verschil tussen a lecture and a dars? I say, a dars maakt. Dan leer je die mensen Allah's in die. Dat is niks te doen met gekke kind. So we must recognize that our elderly people had great wisdom. How smart we may be today. How competent we may be today in science and technology and all the contemporary facilities that we have. We cannot deny that 300 years ago, for our early fathers and mothers to have navigated through Zanflay and Makassar and this particular area must have been extraordinary. So we are not here just today to celebrate, but we are here to recognize. We are here to preserve. We have to teach our young people the history of this country. We have to teach them the history of this community. And today that it coincides, the Jumu'ah today here coincides with the Freedom Day of this country, the Muslim community must be in the forefront of social justice. We must be in the forefront of building this country. We must be in the forefront to say, do not forget that the Muslim community of Zanflay is a reference of integrity, a reference of the citizenship of this country. And so, my respected brothers and sisters, Jama'atul Muslimin, listeners of Radio Voice of the Cape, occasions like this does not come every day. It comes very rarely. For some of us today, this will be once in a lifetime. I am sitting here today and I don't even know whether I will experience another occasion like this in history. And that is why today what we have here today, we must preserve it so that in the next generation we will have the contentment that we left a solid foundation for the future generation to come and
share.
All those people who already enjoy the extraordinary rahmah on their faces, the white beards, those who have grey hair, your time is very limited. Die Here gaat nooit weer swart word nie. Unless jy 'n bietjie dui gebruik. Wat die assel gaat weer uitkom. But that doesn't mean the elderly people are going to die. The elderly people must die. The Arab poet said, "Kam min sahih mata, wa kam min marid sahha." How many a healthy person died, and how many a sickly person recovered? And therefore, do not take this gathering today for granted, because about tomorrow, none of us know what is going to happen tomorrow. And therefore, barakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our honorable imam.
Amen.
And all the imams who served here, and the families who sacrificed. We must place on record, I could have come here today and give you an own encyclopedia of the Jum'ah. But I want to embrace the simple aspects and say that the broader community of Cape Town, and since we are on Radio Voice of the Cape, the only thing that we should remember, or that we should not just remember this area, is don't just remember it because we come here Easter time. In fact, it should be our day-to-day thinking that when the early Muslims were expelled to this particular area, they built their identity so that in the rest of Cape Town today, we have a very smart Muslim community. But this is where the resistance, the actual resistance took place here. If we read Surah Yasin, then we actually see كيف مدح الله الرجل الذي جاء من أقصى المدينة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the man who comes from the distant part of the city. وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة. Because it is sometimes that the people who live within that vicinity, who are exposed to all the benefits, cannot see the hikmah of it. And then Allah brings somebody from a distant position, and he sees, like in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ. The man came from the furthest part of the city, and he understood immediately what was happening and understood the signs. Brothers and sisters, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we have the responsibility to preserve for the young generation here in Zandvlei and Makassar and this entire region. If today is the first time that we perform the Jum'ah, and the Jum'ah is indeed a very integral part of our deen. The Quran is very clear about the status of Jum'ah. And so, the day of Jum'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the leader of all the days. There are many significance around the day of Jum'ah. And so we are extraordinary in receiving the barakah of this occasion here today. I hope that what we experience here today will preserve the unity of this community.
Amen. Amen.
It will preserve the brotherhood of this community. It will preserve, soos ons mense sê in Afrikaans, die beliefdigheid wat ons altyd sien tussen die gemeente hier. Because I must tell you, today at the click of a finger, a community gets split. People fight with one another because they don't all wear the same faces. People fight with one another because they don't all wear the same jubbas. People fight with one another today because of simple aspects. And not only that, they are ready to go to the deepest end. And it is not part of our identity. So if the early Muslims who came here, how did they build this community? With what did they build this community? They built this community with yaqeen. فَأَكْثِرُوا يَقِينَكُمْ. So increase in your yaqeen and our yaqeen. How did they build this community? بِالتَّوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَأُوسِيكُمْ أَن تَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. They built this community with tawakkul. So I ask that all of us increase our tawakkul. How did they build this community? بِالْحُبْ. With love. بالأخوة with brotherhood. فحافظوا على هذه الأخوة. So preserve this brotherhood. How did they build this community? They built this community because they understood that once upon a time there was a classical community in مدينة المنورة. يؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. That the characteristics of the Ansar and the Muhajirun, that the Ansar used to give preference to the needs of the Muhajirun above themselves, even if poverty was going to become their lot. I'm sure that the communities who live here don't need to be taught the dars of what it is to share a bread with your neighbor. What it was to share, I say in simple Afrikaans, a bit of suiker, a bit of milk, and a bit of meal. My Disa dieters was almost plastic cards. And our fruit was almost in the restaurant. And we stocked up our fridges and our cupboard with so much of food that we have forgotten about the aspect of the neighbor. Nie net in die puasa nie. Elke dag as ons kos kook, dan moet ons nie maak. Dat in my pot kos is daar 'n bord vir my neighbor. But because we have come to the point where we don't cook food like that anymore. Our mothers and forefathers used to prepare it like this. Die mens het geken wat was 'n oophuis gewees. Die tafel is oop vir almal. Kon jy in die eerste iets, bismillah, het jy geëet al? Het eerste. Die sê, daar is iemand klop aan die deur. My God, man, ek kom as een verkeerde tyd. Brothers, sisters, I'm trying to make it simple because this is where we damage our character. This is where we damage our identity. We sometimes look for the highly sophisticated things, but then we destroy it at the very simple things. And those simple things made our forefathers thrive. The love they had for one another, the concern they had for one another. And so I conclude my message. And I am very happy, not as a guest speaker here today. I'm not here as a guest speaker. I insisted with Mullah Abdul Khaliq that you are the Imam. But when he insisted that I should be here, I felt very happy that the community was ready to include me to share in this barakah here today. We are in need of barakah and rahmah. Today we cannot conclude the proceedings here, but we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our fathers and our mothers who lived here, our grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandfathers, great-grandmothers, Allah give them the highest place. Amen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place nur in their kubur. Amen. This community will be protected, inshallah. Amen. And that this community will grow from strength to strength.
Amen.
And brothers, if this is the first Jummah today, My name is Ihsan Hendricks. And the reason why I say my name is Ihsan Hendricks, so that you can remember, forget my Maulana, because I'm born as Maulana. I'm born as Imam. I'm born as Sheikh. I'm born as the good name that our fathers and mothers for us gave. So on how much for Ihsan Hendricks. Let us so wish with Macau.
Amen. Amen.
Close the gaps. Close the gaps. Hoekom, as ons nie die gaps gaan toemaak nie, dan los ons die gaps op vir ons kinders. En die gap gaat groter raak met ons kinders. En met die kinders wat gaat kom. And then after that, the community will be scattered. Wat ons nou inkom, to say, Haji Yunus vir my, die kali is lekker vol. Toe sê ek, ja, eerste Juma, die kali is vol, die radio is hier, die weer is lekker, en ek kan rek, ons het lekker iets op So die baraka, die kali is weer niet mooi. Hoekom ons kom maar nou net uit die droogte uit? Ons kom maar nou net uit die droogte uit. So ons moet dink hoekom die kali vol is. En preserve die baraka van die dag. Record it for history. Imam, jazakumullah khairan for the wonderful opportunity. Allah Ta'ala give you good health and strength. The mutawallis, the committee of this masjid, the imams, Mawlana, jazakumullah khairan, Mawlana Abdul Khalik, all our brothers and our sisters here, and the community is wonderful to be here today for Jum'ah, and I hope that we will see many more prosperous years for this community, inshallah. We have a request that we make to Mawlana Abu Khalik and to Mawlana. You know, this is a very sensitive period that we are in now, keeping in mind the Palestinian people, their resistance, and of course the initiative of the marches that is taking place in Palestine leading up to the Nakba on the 15th of May. Our brother Muhammad Desai, who is a young activist and who leads the BDS campaign and works very closely with the MGC, Mawlana Abu Khalik, myself, Haji Yunus, we are planning the big march for the 15th of May in solidarity with the Palestinian people, the Nakba, the catastrophe of 1948. So we've asked Brother Muhammad Desai to join us here for the barakah of this Juma. And because the barakah of Radio Voice of the Cape is here, and ITV is here, and so again today, Zanflay will demonstrate to South Africa and the world that this is indeed the center of Islamic identity in this country. So, Malana, shall we take a few minutes now? It was vakantie vandaag. Freedom. Yes, sir. Je kan niet nog een lang dars geven, niet? Je moet net vannacht praten. En DJ kan me zeggen dat ik niet vertrekken.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ik niet praat Afrikaans meer. Ja, ja, ja. Ik is...
Hij praat bij je zwaar Afrikaans.
Brothers, I'm very humbled to be here. It's indeed a very historic location and a very historic day. And so I'm very humbled to join you here today. We are preparing to go into the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, one of the beauties of the month of Ramadan is that there's an increase and a heightened sense of taqwa, of Allah consciousness. It was indeed in this month of Ramadan that one of the most important battles in the history of Islam took place.